Hi there. My name is Rory Clark, and I'm the pastor of Barah Ministries, a worldwide Christian church based in Mesa, Arizona. I have a question for you. What do you know about God? The next several 10-minute lessons will introduce you to God and will make you aware of a few of his attributes. And we'll use an encoding device called the Creator Clock to help you remember your Creator and a few of the many things that are unique and special about him. TikTok, what time is it on the Creator Clock? It is 1 o'clock. Today's lesson, there is one and only one God. The subject of God has never really been complicated to me. When I hear people talk about God, often I hear them complicated to the point of being ridiculous. People have asked me, how do you know that there is a God? You've never seen him. You've never talked to him. So how do you know he exists? Well, these are the same people that interact regularly with people in other countries via the internet. People they have never talked to, people they have never seen, yet they are convinced that these people exist. I remember when one of my customers told me that we were going to have a workshop in Hainan, China. I have never been there before. I have never heard of it. To the Chinese, it's the Hawaii of the South China Sea. To me, it was mythological. I wasn't at all certain that it was even there. So I had to place my trust in something. I placed my trust in the internet, I placed my trust in my client, and I placed my trust in the airline that sold me the ticket and promised to fly me there. And eventually I got there and saw Hainan with my own eyes, but initially I had to trust someone or something. I had to exercise my faith, not blind faith, because faith is never blind. I examined the facts that were available to me, and I made a decision. I placed my confidence in the objects of my faith, the internet, my client, the airline. I determined that it was true, Hainan exists. Well, in the matter of God, the same thing is required of you. You have to examine the facts, and after examining the facts, you can determine what's true. You can place your confidence in the object of your faith. In the matter of God, I have placed my confidence, I have placed my faith in what the Bible says is true about God. The Bible starts with a bold assertion that leaves no doubt where it stands in the matter of God. The Bible says this. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. In John chapter 1, verse 3, the Bible says that God is in fact the creator. All things came into being through him, and apart from him, nothing came into being that has come into being. If that's true, God not only created the heavens and the earth, but he created you. He created me. When I was a child, there was a television show called Ripley's Believe It or Not. A man named Robert Ripley would gather information about bizarre events and items that seemed so strange and so unusual that the viewer might question their claims. The show's host, after presenting the bizarre facts, would ask a question, believe it or not? God asks the same thing of us. After he makes his assertions of what is true in the most accurate text message in the history of mankind, the Bible, he asks every person who comes to earth, believe it or not? In Isaiah chapter 45, verse 5, God says, I am the Lord and there is no other. Besides me, there is no God. I will gird you, though you have not known me. In Isaiah chapter 45, verse 22, God says, turn to me and be saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is no other God. In Exodus chapter 3, verses 10 to 15, God says to Moses, therefore come now, and I will send you to Pharaoh, so that you may bring my people, the sons of Israel, out of Egypt. But Moses said to God, who am I that I should go to Pharaoh, and that I should bring the sons of Israel out of Egypt? Coward. Exodus 3:12, and the Lord said, certainly I will be with you, And this shall be the sign to you that it is I who have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you shall worship God at this mountain. Exodus 3:13. Then Moses said to God, behold, I am going to the sons of Israel, and I will say to them, the God of your fathers has sent me to you. Now they may say to me, what is his name? What shall I say to them? And God said to Moses, Exodus 3:14, I am who I am. And he said, thus you shall say to the sons of Israel, I am has sent me to you. God is saying, in other words, I exist. I am means I exist. Tell them that the one who has always existed sent you. God asserting his existence to Moses and to us all. Believe it or not. Exodus 3:15. God furthermore said to Moses, thus you shall say to the sons of Israel, the Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, has sent me to you. This is my name forever. I am, and this is my memorial name to all generations. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 to 9 say this, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his great mercy has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to obtain an inheritance which is imperishable and undefiled and will not fade away, reserved in heaven for you. 1 Peter 1, 5, you who are protected by the power of God, omnipotence, the power of God the Father, through faith, for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. 1 Peter 1:6. In this you greatly rejoice, even though now, for a little while, if necessary, you have been distressed by various trials. 1 Peter 1:7. So that the proof of your faith, being more precious than gold, which is perishable, even though tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. 1 Peter 1:8, and though you have not seen Jesus Christ, you love him. And though you do not see him now, you believe in him, and you greatly rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory, obtaining as the outcome of your faith the salvation of your souls. God not only says that he exists, he says that he is the one and only God. And he also promises that he will reveal himself to us all one day. Our challenge in the matter of God is to exercise our faith. If we can have faith in people we don't know and have never seen or met, that we interact with in countries and cities all around the world via the internet, that we can have faith in a God that we have not seen or ever met. TikTok, what time is it on the Creator clock? It's 1 o'clock. God is one. There is one and only one God. Well, if you like these short lessons, visit our website at www.barahministries.com. That's www.barahministries.com. We have 2 different 1-hour lessons per week to edify your spiritual life. And if you like these lessons, share them with your friends. And if you like these lessons, feel free to help us financially so that we can help provide these lessons free of charge to people all over the world. And thanks very much to those of you who have helped us. And when you give, do it because you've been given to, not because you have to, but because you want to. Keep on getting to know God. I'm Pastor Rory Clark.